team personally and had a big statement for myself and let people know that, you know, I can compete outside of the ACC and all across the country.
In hindsight, did you feel like, looking back at it, that you didn't play as hard or didn't give it all out on every play?
No, I definitely don't. I mean, I can see where it can look like that on film, but overall, I definitely felt like I did the right job and did the right thing and just did a little sacrifice for my team and helped my team out, and that was important to me at the time.
Why would the teams are questioning your heart?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, it's the gift and the curse. So, you know, overall, I take it for what it is. They know I can compete. They know I'm going to compete. And so we just go from there.
Why would it look like that on film?
Well, yeah, I'm a big guy. You know, I'm long stride, so things of that nature. So, you know, where it may come faster to me in the game, you know, film is slowing down a little bit. So, you know, people had their own opinion. Some people don't even think it was a problem. So, you know, it's different opinions, and you just go for what it is.
Do you think switching the positions gives you a little bit more versatility? You can sell that as something to be attractive to teams?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I take pride in being versatile. I think that's definitely what has raised my stock and what has let teams know that, you know, I can play inside out, and I take pride in playing any position from the zero to the nine.
Is there a particular defensive lineman that you patterned your game after that you particularly admire in the league?
No, I can't say I am. I have a lot of tendencies that other people that's already in the NFL has, but, you know, I'm definitely stepping my stones to actually making my own footprint in the NFL.
Feedback that coach has
on Jacob Burney? You know, they just said I had a great senior bowl. They said I did great. You know, I practiced great. I competed great. And, you know, they was looking forward to me and looking forward to the things that, you know, was going to happen in the draft. I mean, it's always something that, I mean, as far as technique-wise, it's always something to work on. So, you know, just tell them to continue to work on my technique and get better and master it.
Do you feel like being a D-end in a 4-3 is the best spot for you?
No, definitely been practicing either or scheme as a stand up or as a 4-3 player. So, you know, I'm definitely prepared for whatever defensive scheme that a team has.
Do you remember teams here?
Sir.
Have you met with teams?
Yes, sir.
What are they focusing on when they ask you questions?
They just want to find out how much I know about the game of football. They tell me to drop some plays, drop some offenses, drop some defensive schemes, and just to get to know me personally.
At one point, you were as high as number 2 on Mel Kiper's board. Do you feel like you're worthy of that pick?
Yes, sir. I feel like I should be number 1.
How did North Carolina have to play in the ACC prepare you for this?
It's taught me how to become a professional. You know, Coach Davis did a great job with the program and with me individually as a player. Taught me how to be a pro, taught me how to play like a pro, taught me how to practice like a pro. So I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me as a collegiate football player.
Do you think Coach Davis got a fair shake at Carolina, or do you think he got a raw deal?
Do you think
Coach Davis got a raw deal in Carolina?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, do you think it was fair then to terminate him like that late?
No. I don't think it was fair, but, you know, it's a business, and just like everything else, and I think the chancellor made the best decision for what it is. Coach Davis is a great guy. He definitely moved on, and he's definitely still coaching and still doing the thing that he loves, so that's good.
How prepared were you for this process in terms of people finding every doubt or criticism of your game and picking it and probing it?
I was very prepared. You know, I'm my biggest criticism. You know, I criticize myself, you know, and I sit and look at film and things don't come off as appealing to me, and I know that other people are going to see it the same way. So, you know, I criticize myself harder than other people can. So I'm definitely prepared for whatever comments or whatever needs to be said about me.
You learn anything from Julius Peppers over the years?
I didn't do anything one-on-one with Julius Peppers, but I did watch some of his film, and I did learn a couple of things.
You doing everything this weekend? Testing?
Yes, sir.
What kind of things did you learn from watching Peppers?
Things I learned from watching Peppers? He's a great versatile guy. He's a more finesse guy. So some of the finesse things that he did as far as bending on the edge and getting the hands off is some of the things that I took and put into perspective of my game. I'm more of a power guy, so, you know, I kind of converted some of the things that he did and put into my game.
Quentin, you said that looking at your own tape, you're your biggest critic. What are some of the things that you saw on tape this year that you think you need to improve on?
Just more get off on the ball, more focused, and more practice like a player, like a professional. You know, I think I did things right and I made plays, and you know, that's all well and dandy, but to be a professional and be great, you have to work hard all the time and, you know, do those small things that, you know, I did but didn't master like I think I should have.
What in a league where more teams are passing the ball, what is the responsibility now of an edge rusher like you? Is it different? Did you enter the NFL with so many offenses?
Oh, no, it's definitely not different. You know, one of the things that I do and take pride in is getting to the quarterback. So, you know, I don't think it's any different. I'm excited about getting to the quarterback, excited about helping the program get to the Super Bowl, and that's what's going to always be.
When one of the critiques of you has been that your production hasn't matched your talent level.
Right.
Do you agree with that? And how do you respond to people say that?
No, I mean, a lot of people had a lot of high expectations for me. And, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, when you're playing a game of football, you have ups and downs. And you have things that happen that, you know, that doesn't go as planned. So, you know, I think it was a situation that happened that, you know, I had to learn from, I matured from. I think I reaped the benefits at the next level.
Anything else? Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you.
Good luck.